Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good Sunday morning to you. It's a great morning if you're a Gopher football fan. What a win yesterday, grinding out a win. We'll talk about that as well as a whole host of other topics. Matthew Collar joins me today as Pete is gallivanting off in the world. Where is he again? Where did he go? He went to France, didn't
he? France.
He's in France.
He's there for the Olympics.
He's a little late. A little late. Matthew, good morning.
What's up?
Good to have you. What's up, Tiger? How are you?
I am doing well. I'm doing well.
We're getting ready to do the show about 20 minutes ago, and Blois is on the air here. Can I embarrass you?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, good. Yeah. Blois is on the air, and Blois is he's in the midst of a very serious conversation. I think it was with Steve Simon at that time. And Matt doesn't know as he's walking down the hall, and he runs in, and he goes, "What's up, Tiger?" Oh, I was on the air. That was great.
No big deal. We have an on-air light right in the hallway there, by the way.
But Blois is always doing this show from home.
Yes, he is remote, yeah.
Not ever here. So I've been in on a number of Sundays. I always walk in and there's nobody here except for the producer and Najarian. I have never done a show with Najarian in person because he's usually in Florida vibing on the beach or something.
And sending pictures of it too. I'm surprised we haven't gotten any Paris pictures
yet. You can see why I didn't think. And plus, because he was doing a phone interview, I didn't hear anything. So if I had walked up and he was talking, of course. I would have heard it.
The real issue here is, obviously, You had nobody with you because you have a key fob to get in the building.
I do, yeah.
Which I don't have a key fob to get in the building. So I had to have someone come down. Al Shock was nice enough to come down and get me.
But don't you usually do the show remote as well?
I do. So, but boy, I'll tell you what, Brad Lane, it would be wonderful to have a key fob to be able to get a building. I almost got stuck in the elevator this morning.
This feels like an ego thing more than 100%. It is like a necessary thing.
Yeah, it's probably so.
But I have a key fob, and I'd like to show it to
you. Well, you want to show me your right – that's here. A lovely key fob.
There it is. Isn't it great?
It really is.
Gets
nice.
Gets me in the building, up on
up
the elevator.
Up here and able to burst into the studio. What's up, Tiger? That was great.
There are – well, what went through my head was there are many worse things I could have said to you.
Yes,
and
have said to me at multiple, many, many times. You and I, obviously, we go back a long ways. We've known each other for many, many years now.
Since 2016.
Is it 2016?
Yeah, that's when I moved here.
So that it's been that long. So I'm excited to have you here today. And we'll talk Vikings, obviously, quite a bit in our second hour because they have a huge game tonight, Sunday Night Football, the Indianapolis Colts. But we're going to start with Gopher football yesterday. And what I think is – one of the biggest wins, at least in recent memory, not so much because Illinois was the 24th ranked team in the country, but because of a couple things. One, they had to do it on the road. Two, I didn't think it was the best game that they'd ever played. And three, it's not a secret. Brett Bielema has had PJ Fleck's number. He was 10-0 coming into this game dating back to Wisconsin. I think this is a huge win. How much did you catch the whole game?
I did.
Okay. So we talked about this a little bit last week, and your expertise here is great because the balance between passing and running and being able to be somewhat malleable in your game plan, I think, is something that in the past PJ Fleck has been accused of not having. This year, I feel like there's been more of that where, okay, we're going to run today. They're taking away the run. Okay, we're going to pass today. Yesterday, I felt like it was one of the first times that they were able to really do both with consistency.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I think that in recent years, it's been really quite a while. They just have had no passing attack that scared anybody.
Yeah.
And it seemed like the PJ Fleck was actually scared to throw the ball at times. And we were all saying, is it the quarterback? Is it PJ Fleck's system? Is it his offense? It didn't look all that innovative and up to date in recent years. And I think that he did assess that, and it does look a little bit better. But oftentimes what this comes down to is, do you have a dude who could throw the ball? Max Brosberg could throw the ball and Daniel Jackson could catch it.
Yep.
That catch that he made down the sideline where he kind of rope-a-doped the corner and slowed down and then let it drop in the breadbasket.
That's big time.
That was like a Randy Moss move.
Yeah, yeah.
Like Moss used to do the same thing. It kind of looked like he was slowing up and the corner just goes, oh, okay, the ball's not coming here. And then he looks up and grabs it. Jackson's made a ton of great catches. They have a connection there where they can move the ball through the air. Brosberg can throw it. And the other thing is, too, that I feel like there's a little more on the resilience side to this team than there has been in the past. And that might just be connected to having a quarterback who can do stuff. But when they did the fake punt, and I get it because everybody ran away and turned their back except one guy, but it's also 4th and 12 and it's also a punter. So I'm not really sure that that's the play you wanted. But Illinois goes down and scores. And that is usually the ball game. That normally in Gophers' recent history has been, all right, game over. There's the big mess up that is going to cause them to lose and disappoint, lose by one score. And Brosmer comes out, next drive, goes down and scores, and they take the lead. And they were able to run very effectively. They've got a good offensive line again. They usually do. But I just thought that was the resilience that they haven't shown in the past, where when they have that bad moment, it's kind of been over because they don't have the horses to make up for it, but now they actually do. And I also thought that this was a kind of a prove it game to me for the Gophers. Mm-hmm. Okay, you beat UCLA. Congratulations.
Yeah, so did everybody else.
In front of 9 of your best friends or whatever out there in that game, right? And USC, that win doesn't look quite as exciting as it once did. But this was more of a, like, I respect Bielema. I respect their quarterback. I respect their team. And to beat them in their place, it was impressive. That is one of the most impressive wins we've seen from the Gophers in a long time.
Daniel Jackson, and I watched, you brought up that play, and I remember thinking, my goodness, like that is such a high-level wide receiver play. And it makes me think that he's 6 foot, 195 pounds. I know the NFL is a little different now. If he is 6'3 or 6'4, he's a legit prospect, right? I mean, he's granted, he's probably still, I think so. He's got some wheels, but he's 6 foot. You know, it's tough to make it in the NFL and a wide receiver at 6 foot. If this guy's 3 inches taller, we're talking about him in the draft next year. Don't you think?
Maybe.
Maybe not. Maybe.
It's hard with
you
the
NFL. You can disagree with me. It's okay.
It's hard with the NFL. Well, I don't know what the draft analysts think of him. I just know how good Tyler Johnson was at this level, and he's sort of barely hung on to an NFL career. And even Rashad Bateman was so dominant and has become a good receiver, but not running over people. Yeah, you know, I think with college, we just always have this need to talk about people as prospects. Mm-hmm. I don't know if we need to do that with him, but he tracks the ball extremely well.
Yeah.
And that's hard to do. Like, he runs routes well, but he really tracks the football. So when you throw it up to him, he's going to go get it. And having that weapon for the Gophers is another thing that's been kind of missing since Tyler Johnson and Rashad Bateman. And there's, I'm sure, a connection there. Having someone who could throw it, having someone who could catch it.
Yeah.
Imagine in football, it's a big deal. But I think that PJ really needed this to find Brosmer, to find a quarterback who can do the things he wants to do, because did we not all have the thought last year, can we at least make this entertaining?
Yeah.
Because, okay, you win 5 or 6 games a year, but it's also making my eyeballs bleed. At least like this year, I have said, I want to tune in to watch Gopher football. I mean, the Ohio State and Penn State game was going on yesterday, and I'm watching both.
Yeah.
But I was leaning toward watching more of the Gopher game.
Yeah.
And that's something that I would not have said to you a year or 2 years ago.
No, this is a lot more fun. And honestly, it makes me think back to the 2019 season when they went 11-2. They go into Penn State. Penn State comes here and they win. And they, unfortunately, and I was at the game when they lost to Iowa, which was a super buzzkill. But it, naturally now the predictions are there between this team and that team. It sounds crazy to say, but I still have to see a little bit more from this team because if you look back at some of the wins in 2019, I mean, they were crushing guys. You know, granted, Bielema wasn't at Illinois at the time, but they hung 40 on Illinois. You know, they put 34 up on Nebraska. They put 42 up, 42-7 on Rutgers, who's going to come in this weekend. 50 they put up on Maryland. So both teams, I think, are really good. And I'd love to hear what our listeners say as well on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text line. 651-461-9226. Which team is better, the 2019 team or the 2024 team? Because we're getting there. I still think the 2019 team overall is better. They had Tyler Johnson. He was outstanding. They had Muhammad Ibrahim, who was an absolute workhorse. But I think you're upgraded at the quarterback position with Max Brosmer, who went for 200 yards again yesterday and has stayed upright for a good portion of the season, which means a lot. And I think that they have a better defense. I mean, we saw it yesterday, even with Ja Joyner, seeing limited time. And don't get me started on how late he played into the game the week before, because my head wanted to explode. Why was he still in there? But I still think this team has to show me a little bit more. I think the 19 team is still better now. What do you think?
Oh, I think the 19 team was better, and Antoine Winfield Jr. being a part of that. I mean, that is, when we talk about the draft, that's a regret for the Vikings.
That they didn't grab him.
Yes, yes. But that's also one of the best players in the entire NFL right now. And you had him on your college team. And even though I just said Bateman is good, not great in the NFL, still he's a starting quality NFL wide receiver. Tyler Johnson's still in the league. I don't think they have the multitude of weapons offensively. And even though Brosmer, I believe, is a better overall quarterback than Tanner Morgan, I think Morgan was better that year. Like that, I mean, he was just throwing it up to his guys and having them catch it. But in terms of statistically, what he was able to do that year is probably one of the top, five quarterback seasons in Gopher history.
We talked about this last week, other than like Adam Weber.
Yeah.
Year that they had beaten Iowa and they ripped the goalpost down. So
that one's going to be tough to top, I think, 2019. I think this team plays a little bit, like you said, closer games and has a high entertainment value. But what yesterday was for me was, you have my attention, Gophers. And going into this season, when we think about what people thought and where people thought they were going to be, like, oh, man, all these teams are going to come into the Big Ten and the Gophers are going to melt. And really, they should have had a shot to win against Michigan.
They should have.
Well,
there's two more wins on the schedule that should be theirs. And I'll die on that hill that I know that they're 6-3, but they really are more of an 8-1 team at this point. Or let's just say 7-2.
Even if they split those to where they kind of got screwed. Yeah. But I think overall, just can you tune in on a Saturday and really enjoy Gophers football? It's been a while.
A long time.
So this was important, I think, for PJ Fleck to have this season.
Yeah, I agree. We'll talk more Gophers at the bottom of the hour and continue to take your calls and texts on this. 651-461-9226. Where does this team rank for you in terms of playing, against the 2019 team? Got a couple of
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Texts already. We'll hit those again at the bottom of the hour.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.